All right, let's just restart the question now. There's a coyote in our parking lot that we saw. If you were the coyote, what taco could I give you that you wouldn't bite my hand, and which one would automatically make you bite my hand? And we said chicken was a pretty strong contender for getting bit on the hand.
So biting the hand in anger that you were given the wrong taco?
Yeah. Like, which one, you were a coyote. I walk out there, I'm like, here, have a coyote, Mr. Taco Coyote guy. Mm-hmm. I'd mess that up, but whatever. What taco could I give you that you're like, oh, I'm not going to bite this human? And which one would you be like, I'm biting him on sight?
Biting, I
someone said potato.
I agree with that.
I've had a potato taco. It's pretty good. Hold on, let me get this over to you. Here's whatever this is.
Oh, thank you. Scavenging the meat.
Yeah, no, Travis, you definitely just ate some tongue. How was it, buddy? Good?
Pretty good.
Tongue tacos are good. I'm also going to eat this giant jalapeno while we discuss the coyote.
Scavenging.
I think for me, if you offered me like a birria taco,
yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, I'm not biting you, but I need you to dunk it for me. But if you did not dunk the birria taco for me because I'm a coyote, I'm biting you.
How are those?
Oh, they're delicious.
I saw them. There's like a lot of cheese.
Oh, dude, it's like the French dip of tacos. It's amazing.
What does that mean? That's good.
You ever had a French dip?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, you take the taco, you dip it in there, yeah. But it's better.
In the jus. I see that cheese.
And
I'm like, I'm out of here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. So for you, a birria taco as a coyote would get me bit.
I'm a big cheese guy. But I did, because I was researching, I was like, what's the deal with these quesadilla tacos? And apparently, if you actually go to Mexico, they have a completely different birria taco.
Oh, yeah?
Quesadilla is like, it's not Americanized, but it's like a region that makes that specific type of birria taco.
Hmm. With all the cheese.
And don't correct me if I'm wrong.
The slime has no juice. I realize you're seasoning my laptop here. Season the laptop one. Right, so we didn't know that.
Yeah. I think we should cut the line.
So what taco are you, as a coyote, eating?
Camarones.
Camarones? That's a good choice. And which one are you upset?
Upset?
The birria? The queso birria?
Anything without meat in it.
Anything?
Okay. Wait, are we the coyote though?
Yeah, you're the coyote.
Oh, okay.
What are you eating? What are you biting people for?
Honestly, I'm eating anything. I'm a coyote.
That's probably the realest answer we've gotten so far.
That's good. I like that.
All right, well, I'm going to eat this entire giant grilled jalapeno in front of y'all, and then I'm going to try to start this show.
Is it grilled or roasted?
It's grilled.
The same term.
All right, hold on. Let me get this in my mouth.
Oh, damn.
Warning! You are about to start listening to Punch the Clock, a podcast hosted by three self-proclaimed cooperative professionals, Marshall, Justin, and Noel, recorded entirely in their company's break room. Marshall claims to be the perfect man, but if that's his idea of perfection, I'd hate to see what imperfect is. Justin claims to be Will Arnett's best friend, however, a restraining order says otherwise. And Noelle believes she is a Disney princess. But we've never seen a crown. Finally, warning, please leave the show now before the podcast starts in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Punch the Clock, the only podcast where the host goes through some intense pain for your listening pleasure to punish myself for the sins of making you listen. I'm your host, Marshall.
And I am wildly impressed by that feat. I am the co-host, Justin.
Noelle will not be here this week because she has the constitution of a 14th century maiden.
What does that mean?
Would have died at the age of 13 from an illness. It was a little hot. Anyway. Okay, I'm good. But today we're joined by our guest, Travis. First time here. Glad you're here. Ricky and Lewis again. Travis, as a first-time guest, we're going to make you do what all of our guests do. And you must rate us as your co-workers on a scale of 1 to 7. of how good of a coworker we are. Now, keep in mind, he is your boss. So if it's not a seven...
Seven the worst or seven the best?
Seven's the best.
Seven the best.
Now, you're not rating them. You're just rating me and Justin. And Noelle, who is not here. Yeah. There's some secret communication going on.
I think that means like four or five.
Blue 42.
Blue 42 is a good number.
So I need to rate you, yeah. Noelle,
and Justin as coworkers. Okay. Don't think too hard. Shout it out.
I was going to take a total. Yeah.
Individually. Mm. I
mean, is there any other answer aside from everybody's a seven?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll take
that
it.
That tracks with you, that one.
That tracks. You're very kind.
I say that, I see the best in you.
Right. Well, Travis, I rate you as a four, so let's move on. Well, welcome. Thank you guys for showing up today.
And Ralph's here.
Ralph's here in the background, staying silent.
I thought your name was wildly impressed. You said, I'm wildly impressed instead of your name.
Yes, I was.
I will say the jalapeno was good.
You should eat the other one.
Which one? There are like two more.
You haven't finished the first one.
I did finish the first one. I'm not eating those stems,
which
man.
Which one is the tongue?
We don't know.
The one we don't know. No, they were not my
beef. It's the one that...
Is it like... Was it like chewy?
Yeah, it looks maybe like... Maybe a little bit. Beef. It kind of looks like beef, almost.
I think I might eat that.
Like how was it? Did you enjoy it?
If that was it, then yeah.
Yeah, tongue's very good. I'd recommend tongue to everybody. Get over the fear of organ meat, people. Hey, let's just talk about that. There's my topic for today's show. Get over your fear of organ meat in America. It's good.
Organ meat gizzards.
Yeah, you like liver? I'll eat most any of it. Gizzards,
I've tried it. You fry those,
I find tripe to be a little chewy, but otherwise good. Yeah, stomach.
Gizzards, not a fan. No. Chitlins, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is that feet?
Oh, that's intestine.
I'm surprised.
Intestine.
Yeah, big intestine.
I don't think I've ever had chicken feet. Has anyone had chicken feet?
No. No, liver? I've had pig's feet.
Liver? What I've had liver. Yeah. Illegalized feet. I'm grossed out by feet in general. My wife be like, hey, can you give me a foot massage? And I'll be like, hey, can you get out of my apartment? How dare you?
The coyote asked you for a foot massage.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
I think I'm squaring up on that coyote. I was just thinking about it. I was about to say I might be able to take a coyote in a fight, but I can't. Like, I'm going to be honest with you.
Overpowering.
I think a shih tzu could get me in a fight if it was fussed to it. You honestly believe you could take on a coyote?
I didn't say me. I said that you could probably.
My beagle whoops me in the fight if he really wants to. I'm just saying.
I would say when I do fight my dog, you know, she can get out of whatever I'm doing pretty easily.
Yeah.
So in that sense, she could probably squirm out and then bite me.
Like, my dog has bit me before, and like one or two of those, and I'm going down. So that's why I feel like, yeah. Coyote, I probably don't stand a chance against.
The smaller the dog, the bigger the fight.
Oh, ooh. Sea chihuahua.
Sea chihuahua.
The angrier the dog.
Yeah.
You know, I found out chihuahuas were bred to hunt rats.
To bred make small spaces.
They could do some damage to rats.
Yeah.
They look like rats.
They do look like rats. They get the bred with rats.
They get inside, gain the trust of the lead rat, and then take them out from within. But fair enough.
What's the dog bred to hunt badgers? I think it's the corgi, right?
Corgi? Corgis are bred
to a badger. Corgi. No, those dachshunds. Dachshunds are bred.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. Dachshunds are aggressive.
No, I didn't think anything about a badger.
I mean,
aren't honey badgers like notoriously mean? And they have like
they'll fight like lions and stuff. They don't care.
Except dachshunds.
Honey badgers don't care.
Yeah, that's why they're so little, so they can get to the burrow.
I'm going to eat another jalapeno real quick.
These tacos are delicious.
Yeah. Oh, they never disappoint.
These jalapenos are delicious.
Good choice.
And they didn't miss anything.
No.
No.
You missed everything Marshall's going to take out.
But I didn't order a churro.
They would have missed it. They always forget it, man.
As soon as you add a churro to this place, they mess up the whole order. Just something about those fried sticks.
You know what? I'm slightly tempted, but you know what? I feel like I'm going to be disappointed by the Subway churro because it just doesn't belong.
The Subway churro? Place,
right? They do have a foot-long cookie now. I love that from Marshall.
Nice.
He told me about that.
Have you had the cookie at Costco yet?
Oh, yeah.
Substitute the churro.
Looks good, though.
It's like
sounds good.
Heard good things online.
It's like the size of this plate, which I know this is an audio medium, so it's got to be like 7 or 8 inches across. That cookie.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's massive.
That's a big cookie.
It's a big cookie.
You ever seen like the videos of people that go to that place in Vegas? I think it's like called a Heart Attack something, and they get like the giant burgers like that.
Oh, yeah, Heart Attack Grill. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm using a visual reference and an audio medium. Like it's like 10 patties or something.
Yeah. It's yay tall.
Ugh. And if you're over 350 pounds, you eat for free.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the guy says he claims to have made the restaurant because he was like a former fitness instructor. He said he made the restaurant just so like to get people to lose weight.
Really?
People like are all harping on him. He's like, no, I'm willing to say I've killed people. And then he took out, like, this was an interview. Took out a bag of ashes. He's like, this was my spokesman. These are his ashes. He's dead. My food killed him. I'm willing to admit I killed him. How many people have McDonald's killed? And they won't admit to it.
You've never heard of the Heart Attack Grill?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a wild video.
The owner or whoever he is dresses like a doctor.
Yeah.
He really wears a lab coat.
So I've heard, anyways.
If you don't finish your food, then the waitresses are dressed like nurses, and then they paddle you hard.
Oh, really?
Yep. And you got to wear the little hospital gown.
Oh, really? You get beat?
No, you get beat for not finishing your food, but
you could say it's a heart-stopping thrill.
Yeah. And the scale is right outside the restaurant, so like everybody sees you step on the scale and
see
how weight. Oh, yeah.
Now, what is interesting is multiple people who used to eat there for free have said after, like, going there and being made a spectacle like that, they did decide to lose weight and, like, kept the weight off. So maybe he has a point. Just point out people are fat and make fun of them.
Also called shaming.
Yeah, that's body. Bring back body shaming, I guess.
Don't you do that in fraternities, Ron?
What?
Don't you do that? Like body shaming?
No, not from my experience, no.
That would be hazing.
Yeah, yeah, Ralph is hazing
around anymore.
Not a single fraternity ever hazed in the history of fraternities.
Oh, okay.
Especially now that they don't allow it.
Yeah. It was just it was just bonding experiences that I went through, guys.
And have any of you been to Ladder Station 2 in Richmond?
Yep.
Okay, because I heard they have a big challenge burger. Man versus Food. Recently, he was here in Richmond.
Ralph, do you want to just pull up to the table, bud?
No, I was...
Okay.
Ralph's like, in a real podcast, Ralph's like the engineer in the background. Just like shouting from the back.
Can we get a fact check, Ralph?
Can you look that up? Hey, pull up that video. Roll it back to 16. Roll back to 16.
Pull it up, Ralph. It didn't seem like there was that many patties on the ladder six. It was only like 3 or 4.
That's it?
Really like... A lot of
jalapenos chips. Kicking out. They're like thick boy patties.
I don't know. What did you think when you saw it? You've been here.
No, I didn't. I just went to for like a drinking, like
social
event. Yeah. I didn't eat anything.
He got a salad. Went for the libations.
Yep.
The guy lost the challenge.
Oh, he did.
Also a bunch of French fries and like some fries and something else.
I'd like to know about some food challenges around here.
Do you think you could do it
after eating 3 tacos? I guarantee you I can put away 10 of those.
There's a place.
Well, we're not as cocky as we were before recording where you said 16.
No, certainly not.
There's 16. A wing challenge at some place that's really hot wings. From another episode of Man vs. Food.
I like hot, but I don't like to torture myself.
Yeah. I think Marshall would be well at that.
Marshall's eating.
Mm-hmm. I mean, friend of the show, I'll bleep his name later. His last name, I mean.
Scott Dodge.
Scott Ray. I gotta remember. I mean, he would probably do really well in the spicy challenge. I'm pretty sure he's probably done some.
I don't know. These spicy like challenges are like on another level, I think.
Well, I've done the one chip and I've done the Satan's toe.
But you're not a big feet guy.
Mm-hmm. No, that was gross on multiple levels. Even Scott... So that was the worst thing he ever put in his mouth was Satan's toe.
Scott Ram,
right. I'm going to have to bleep. All right, I'll tell you what, guys. Here's a little fun thing we could do right now, because I have to bleep a lot. Someone make a noise, and that's going to be my bleeping noise for the rest of the episode. Who wants the honor? All right, I'm glad I got to go find and isolate that. and go fill it back in. Now, Justin,
you want to do another take?
Well, I was going to let the guesses make a noise. But
oh, go ahead.
Ricky, would you like a bleeping Travis?
What does a coyote sound like?
I have no idea. You know, I'm just going to stick to scalp.
Very close to a wolf.
Yeah, they howl, don't they?
They kind of chatter. Got a little laugh to them. Like a ha ha ha.
There's your blue.
There's my blue.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's it.
Thank God. Ah, we already got scoop all this.
I've got a bleak noise for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the mic picked that up. Fair enough.
You're rolled up. Hold it here.
All right, well, that'll be fun. I got a couple options now. I'm glad I got some options. Thanks, guys.
We've got enough options.
All right, well, believe it or not, everybody, this is
the Ram knows you, or how you say Ram. Because that would be a problem.
Ram?
Yeah, he'll be like, my Dodge Ram.
Dodge Ram.
Now the other day in the road. Driving my Ram.
I wish we could, like, Lewis is...
I drive him.
I'm sorry.
You got that VA motor. Got that
VA motor. My dad drives an Aston Martin. My dad drives Maserati. My dad drives a Ram.
I wish we could recreate that moment. I think it was last Friday, where Lewis was talking about the anime.
Oh,
and the costumes. Like even retelling it doesn't tell it justice. Yeah, like in the moment, it was just so.
What's got that? Your little costume on.
When what?
He was Randy.
No.
Look at
no. Can you recount
that story?
So I had some friends who invited me to
speak towards the mic.
Some sort of what was it? It was like a Japanese culture / anime convention, and they had told me the week of the convention, so it would be interesting to go. And I was like, nah. And then I was like, what would I do? I'd just be like. Some old guy, like, oh, what do you got? Your little costume there, huh? Who are you supposed to be?
Not to mention the smell of those things.
Yes, and the strong, pungent smell that tends to be associated with those events.
Why is that?
Do you wash said costumes?
Probably not.
You probably have to get them dry cleaned.
You see, some people just don't bathe out of those things. Nerds are notorious for not bathing for some reason.
I don't get it.
The convention people, that not only that, but you got tons of people around you. I don't know. Some people believe it's their natural musk.
It's not musk.
Musk.
Eau de toilette.
I mean, one day and I feel greasy. And I
all right.
Oh, like, yeah. My skin's oily.
I shower twice a day.
Twice?
Twice a day.
Night and morning?
And then 6 hours later in the morning.
Oh. I just do night. I used to be a morning shower.
So are you only showering for hygiene or
at night it's to just like fall asleep.
So I shower at night mostly just so my bed sheets stay clean.
How often do you shower?
Once a day
as you should. Now I have a belief that there are other types of showers that are not just I need to get clean showers. There's I need to just wash my hair shower. There's I got to kill 30 minutes shower.
Just for no reason?
Yeah.
I got 30 minutes. I get a shower.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Are you telling me you don't love a good shower, though?
Nope.
Try it. Next time you got to kill 30 minutes, just take a shower.
Nope.
There's...
I'm in now. 5 minutes.
There's... I touched something gross outside shower. There's... Okay, well, I'm feeling kind of sleepy, but I need to wake up shower in the middle of the day. There's I just went swimming shower.
Fair. Beach.
Oh yeah. You gotta get the sand.
There's it's Tuesday. I did something really awesome for my life, but I don't want to drink to reward myself, so I'm gonna take a shower.
I think the hotel shower after traveling is the best shower.
There's I just
like
finished
a
traveling shower.
Oh yeah,
that's the best shower.
Yeah. Similarly, I get greasy too, and I hate that. Yeah. It's like just. Yeah.
There's I saw something gross in life and I just want a shower.
Yeah, I haven't showered in a week. Shower?
That's a little bit. That's underneath hygiene, buddy. So you go to these anime conventions.
With my little costume.
And what are you dressing up as today?
Who are you supposed to be?
Oh, man. Well, I should have checked the email to make sure we didn't have any emails, but...
Ricky, is this your first time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been on
before. Hold on, you guys. Like, back when you... the first few months.
Yeah, that's right.
Back in the dark times.
Was Bill your first guest?
No, it was a
Andrew.
Followed by Eric, and Eric refused to come on ever again.
Andrew
Bookman?
Bookman. Oh, sorry.
Now I got the beeping again.
Yeah, that was the cue.
There's only so much work I got to do in this podcast.
You got a lot cut.
You know how, like, normally I can edit in about 5 minutes? It's not going to be 5 minutes tonight. This is going to be a longer one.
This is going to be an edit session, break to shower. Shower.
There's, I just finished editing this podcast shower.
So we got our tacos delivered in a pizza box.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. It is a pizza box.
Did that come from El Cheeto?
Yeah.
Huh.
How is she getting a box of tacos? Boxes? You can just order them from a restaurant supply company.
I almost thought
they
that,
stole it from next door.
They stole it from somewhere.
I almost thought it was.
Maybe.
It just says oven baked pizza.
Custom made to your order. Fresh.
Yeah, they just bought the pizza box.
Get that anywhere.
Well, if it's slightly used, you can just get off Marketplace.
Mm. The pizza box?
Yeah.
Used like new?
Yeah, slightly used.
They found it outside.
Yeah, I almost thought they're giving me their own food.
Pre-greased.
That was delicious.
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to...
Pizza pie?
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to find, like, a question the listener sent us in to answer, but... I cannot find it, and I'm not going to find it, I feel.
Mm.
That's okay. We'll fill in the time with our own questions, guys.
What questions do we want to solve?
I don't know. While we're here, I mean, the three of us are probably, and the two of them that know who I'm excluding know that they're excluded for a reason. The three of us can figure out how to solve world hunger, right?
How to solve world hunger.
All of us not eat three tacos. Sorry.
joking, guys.
You know what I want to solve world hunger? Full stomach.
Oh, here we go. I found the question.
What a guy.
There you go, guys. I found it.
Stop living in the desert.
Hello, gang and effervescent guests. That's you guys. You're effervescent today. My friend has asked me to be a wedding singer at her wedding, but I've never done a gig like this before. What song should I not sing at the wedding? Sincerely, singer in Ohio. Now, one comes to mind
candy
immediately.
Shop.
Candy shop still. Ooh, I got it. I write sins, not comedy. What is it? I write tragedies, not comedies.
Yeah, is that
what's the one where it's like where they're singing about the bride being?
No, is that My Chemical?
You know which one I'm talking about?
Fall Out Boy, right?
Fall Out Boy.
What is it?
Why are you looking at me?
You're the music expert. What's that song?
There's also a song called The Studio.
It's the final countdown.
Yeah,
that could be positive though.
I don't know anything about Fall Out Boy or My Chemical.
Well, I'm trying to find that song.
I don't either. It's okay. I think it's I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
I think so.
I Write
Stranglehold by Ted Nugent.
It's not a. It's not a face.
Oh, it's Stranglehold. It's Panic at the Disco's I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
Similar sound.
Yeah, that's a song that's like, haven't you ever heard of?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Closing the
door. Yeah, yeah, that one.
Oh, I heard that song on the radio.
Yeah, we're like, too bad.
There are 50 songs we'll win.
Oh, you got a list. All right. What we got?
It's a classic Ralph right here. A classic Ralph.
You give love a bad name.
You give love a bad name.
You're So Vain, Carlos Simon.
Oof.
Fake Love. Drake, obviously be the top 10. Suspicious Minds, Elvis Presley. Mm. Mother-in-Law, R.E.K. Doe.
Never heard
all
of that.
My exes live in Texas.
No.
Specifically for Texas weddings.
Jay Giles Man. Love Will Tear Us Apart. Joy Division.
Good song.
Highway to Hell. ACDC. People just ain't no good. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That was the top 10.
What about the Temptations?
I'll look through and see if there's anything else that we're really nice.
I'm trying to think of another song. Stairway to Heaven? Mostly because it just feels out of place. That was a Hotter Pepper that time.
What about, like, Papa Roach?
What song?
Last Resort.
I think this
Last Resort. Oh, sorry.
The title of this song should have been number one. I Hate Everything About You.
That...
Is that Creed or is it Three Doors Down?
No, it's not. It made worse.
I think of the Three Doors. Is that Mudvayne?
Is it Mudvayne?
Oh, She Effing Hates Me by Puddle of Mud.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Like the bodies on the floor.
Well, hold on. If you're going to open up the dance floor, that's a pretty good song to open it with.
That's true.
Yeah, if you're at like a techno goth wedding, I'm sure that'd be on.
Yeah, people probably love that.
We're staying on trend with this kind of music. Well, some Limp Bizkit.
Break stuff? Depending on the wedding reception?
Yep.
I haven't thought of Limp Bizkit in a while.
Song, Break Stuff?
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
How about Stan?
That's dark.
I know.
Yeah.
That is dark.
That's what I mean. All I know about Eminem is that he spilled spaghetti on himself at some point.
Mom's spaghetti.
Oh.
Yeah, it was his mom's spaghetti.
Excuse me.
That's fun.
Yeah, last one was hot.
Was that pepper number four?
There were three, but that one was the spiciest.
Still got some seeds left.
Yeah.
No, my bad.
Yeah. I'm sure I won't be around you.
That's
about 3 o'clock.
Because it's gonna,
No, it's fine.
Your ears ringing?
They're a little warm.
You're sweating.
Yeah, that pepper was significantly spicier than the other two.
Don't rub your eyes.
Save the best for last.
I think we need to eat some onions and some limes to help.
Yeah, take a lime down.
Just eat the lime.
Yeah, good
Just
point.
Just rind and everything. Be a Corona. Suck in a lime.
Really, that helped.
Yeah. Say goodbye to
three
your
more seconds.
Yeah. That was accurate.
Say goodbye to your enamel, too.
Goodbye to
his enamel.
Oh, yeah. That's a loose response.
I'll be swooping afterwards with that. After he's done all that, yeah, good luck to your
now. Alright, other songs, guys.
I have to say, Lose has been on a roll. Get me once a week for the past 3 weeks.
It's on a comedy roll. It's his renaissance.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Probably not Christmas dubstep.
Oh, we
never did that this year.
Christmas dubstep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a whole playlist.
Yeah. A little Tech N9ne thrown in there.
It's pretty good. Whatever that Mariah Carey song is.
We Belong Together.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
No, it's the one that's like Since You've Been Gone. Is that Mariah Carey?
No, Kelly Clarkson. Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson. <Parks. laughs> That was pretty
close enough.
All right, well, wedding singer, we hope that helps you out with your dilemma. Let's close the door on that. You don't remember the last time you went to a wedding, though? I think it was like the summer for me.
The last time I went to a wedding?
It was probably yours.
Oh, okay. It's been a while for you.
Yeah.
Not a lot of friends, though.
No.
That are like single. Get married.
No. Summer of 21. Yeah.
This past summer for me.
I think I'm going one in August. October?
I'm going to one in Florida next week.
Oh, all right. How do you feel about that?
I will not be here Friday.
Okay.
That's a warning. Or a threat.
It's an approved time.
It's an approved time.
Well, just the way he said it. I won't be here next Friday.
Well, I boss, I'm not going to be here.
You're not my boss.
Yeah, I think I'm going to one in August, I want to say.
I have to talk to my wife. She'll tell me.
Finally get my shot at being a DM again.
Oh, good.
In September.
Ah, brother getting married. Marshall,
has he asked you yet?
Yes.
Yes. Have you thought about where to take him for the bachelor party?
We're working on that thing, Clearwater.
Have you thought about doing a conjoined bachelorette party?
Yes, we are doing so.
Because I did that, and that was a lot of fun with my wife. Because all of our friends hung out together, and we just roamed around.
Did what you would have done if it was separate.
Yeah. We just bar hopped in Scott's edition.
We were doing separate houses, though.
Okay. Yeah.
The boys' room.
Boys' room. It was fun. I recommend, because then it's not like a total dude fest.
True.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, I like doing it just the guys.
So. Yeah. It depends. It's a good time. Recommend.
The last wedding I went to, I just remembered.
Yeah.
2 years ago. And they were
less friends than he does.
They were
they were
divorced, I kid you not. 3 months after.
3 months after? That does beat my friend's record of 8 months, so
yeah.
Did you get that?
No, he didn't get that back.
You ever just go to a wedding and you're like, this couple's not going to last. I wish I had gotten them a gift. Because I've had that happen to me twice, and both times I was right.
It's like there's no obligation to give a gift
now. No, you keep the gift.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything back if my wife just leaves me. Let me tell y'all, that's a consolation prize. That knife set I got, that's staying with me. I'm not giving that back to Uncle Scotty.
Uncle Scotty.
I'm trying to think of the worst wedding venue I went to, and like the most creative one. So I went to one where the food was like, they made a make your own loaded potato bar, and that was the dinner. And I didn't hate that. I was just like, interesting. This one was inside of a brewery too that is no longer open in Richmond, probably because of the loaded potato bar.
So
it was a weird venue.
It just proves that potatoes are. You know, a coyote would bite you for a potato taco. Nuts. You know, I mean, it's just.
I don't think they're together anymore.
Brewery shut down.
They also made the Bride and Groom Brewery brew, which is like a small micro brewed keg of beer for the wedding party. That was kind of interesting.
We had a signature drink, if you will, for the bride and groom. Yeah. At my wedding. Our wedding.
I had White Claw. I'm pretty sure. At a fancy upscale garden. Botanical garden.
Did, so I have some wedding commentary, but first quick survey so I don't offend you. What kind of food did you guys have at your weddings? Like, was it buffet or plated?
It was plated. Sure. Ours was buffet style. Okay. Like, you just go through and there were.
Mine was buffet, but someone made a plate for
assorted.
Me.
Assorted. Meats and vegetables and such.
Yeah,
we had a fish and a beef and then a veggie option too.
Oh, nice.
Rob, do you remember?
It was so long ago. I think it was a buffet.
Buffet?
Yeah,
buffet was the way to go.
It's coming up on 37 years. So.
Nice.
That's longer than I've been alive. That's longer than has been alive.
Like I always say, you're like farmer's insurance. You know a thing or two because you've seen a thing or two.
Is that your sponsor?
No.
We wish. And we'd actually make money.
I know some farmer's agents.
Oh, that does remind me. I do have to do this ad read real quick. We'd like to thank the Direction Right for sponsoring us today. You can go up, down, left, all good directions, but not the right one. The direction right. Never turn any direction ever again. And now back to the show. Anyway.
So, the worst wedding I went to was that they served tapas.
Ricky's over there debating. It's like, how did you get sponsored by the direction right?
Tapas.
Tapas.
T-A-P-A-S.
That was the worst meal?
Yeah, because...
Oh, it's tiny.
Because I'm walking to the table with, like, arms full of bread. It's like just really inconvenient, you know.
This is,
and then I'm like, all right, I'm still hungry, so I go back and get another like 6 months. You know?
So that's why I like when you have the little cocktail tables And the waiters come with the hors d'oeuvres. They're like, oh, some barbecue shrimp? Don't mind if I do.
Unfortunately, I think the worst meal I had was like a plated meal. And it was like for my wife's cousin's wedding. Sorry, cousin. Well, she admitted it too, but it was like stone hard cold and it was not good whatsoever. Yeah, and this was like a restaurant area that was supposed to be like really good.
And that was after my son's out of next year.
Your son's getting married next year?
Yes.
Nice.
After 3 years of engagement.
Has he thought about
four.
We had a long engagement.
I think mine was.
Did she play of extra time?
2 years?
Well, they already have a house, so.
Never mind.
Yeah, mine was like 2 years, I want to say, or a year and a half engagement. But I got engaged during the pandemic, so a lot of that was, okay, how do I get around a lot of stuff? Get it set up.
We were supposed to get married in May of 2020. We got pushed back to September.
I'm sorry. Hey, you waited.
I mean, I don't think you had a choice, right?
Didn't have a choice.
Didn't have a choice.
Yeah, because we didn't, like, ours is when stuff was opening back up. You know, kind of the tail end of it. Famously, we had already been back at work for a while, which is just how our company was. It wasn't other companies doing it yet. We can't, because I remember we came back, we were like, oh, it's licked, and then it spiked like crazy after it.
Yeah, we had masks on here.
Yeah, that was annoying. Some time, like, not annoying as
work.
Yeah, you can talk about work on the podcast, just don't name the name.
Or
we don't name drop our company. We've given work. We've had people write in for work related advice, and we've given them terrible advice for that. Today, we actually gave good advice for once.
I think so.
Yeah. Don't say I.
Did you have cake or cupcakes?
Cake dessert. Cake.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
From Pearls.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, now, did you show this cake in your wife's face?
Absolutely not.
No.
After what she spent on the makeup, no, I wasn't going to touch that. I'm afraid to kiss her up at the stand, you know. It's like, you may kiss the bride. How about I don't? That was a lot of money on her face.
Right. I did remember what I got married. I did remember. What I was told from the priest is that's almost like giving communion. It's the act of feeding each other with communion.
But I'm supposed to smash it
with
on her face?
Yeah.
I'm not really feeding her. I'm just rubbing it in at that point. Y'all ever see someone get it smashed on their face and they got mad afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not in person, though.
Not in person. That would have been last.
On videos, for sure, yeah.
But now, what's the worst venue you guys have been to for a wedding? Because the brewery was probably the worst one, quote-unquote.
Oh, that
unquote.
Was the venue.
Yeah, that was the venue. Oh. It was like a downtown brewery, not like an outdoor brewery or anything.
I don't really think it was a bad venue I've been to.
Per se.
It wasn't even that terrible. It was just it was more or less a weird venue. How about weird venue?
Weird venue.
Yeah.
All my like
country
pretty,
clubs.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And this
places
one got,
that are hotels, things like that. I can't think of anything that was strange.
What about like weather, like outside weddings? Have you been in any very hot weddings?
Almost every wedding I've been to has been an outdoor one.
Yeah.
My cousin's wedding was like outdoors down the Outer Banks, and it was. Okay, see you, Ralph.
Bye, Ralph.
Thanks for being the guest, Ralph.
Thank you.
But, no, my cousin's wedding was, like, out on the island, and it was, like, blistering hot to the point where, like, no one wanted to sit down. It was so hot.
Yeah.
Mine was in July, but it was just the ceremony was outside, and then we all went inside.
So, mine was completely outdoors, but I had, like, amazing weather for that day.
All right, we need to be more inclusive so everybody can join in on this conversation.
We should. Lewis. What? Mr. Single over there. All right, well, let's just turn this into dating advice for Lewis. No, I'm joking. So what was the plan for inclusivity?
Just change it to something other than weddings, maybe?
Oh, okay. We'll bring up a topic there, buddy. Just toss it out there. Back to the coyote. Where do you think a coyote would get married?
What is the ideal size tumbler? 16, 24, 32, 64.
It's wild that this was your change of topic.
I've seen tumblers. I've seen Lewis having a tumbler.
You picked the first thing you saw on the table.
40 ounces.
40?
40. Oh, damn boy.
Y'all remember when
fix him up around.
Speaking of tumblers, y'all remember when the Stanley mugs went nuts for like Christmas for some reason? Yeah, like the pink ones?
Yeah, more recent than that. Yeah. Stanley's been around for so long. And I guess they like changed their target audience.
Yeah, even your wife wanted one. What was up with these mugs?
Nothing. It's
just, like, pink.
I like nice colors.
I like a good Ozark Trail.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, gross, man.
Oh, unzip.
Yeah.
Next to the mossy oak knife.
At least you didn't say brewmate.
Well, no wonder you're going to be in the 4 o'clock meeting with Justin today.
We've got two brewmates.
Oh, man.
I just have two Yeti.
4 o'clock.
One white, one blue, and that's it.
Yeti is so 2018.
I like the back. It's very strong.
I drink kind of a Yeti right now.
It was not 2 years ago. It was 6.
Yeah.
It was 6.
We're all aging slowly, everybody.
What
time is
graduating high school?
Time is constantly entropying into the future. Everything in your life is starting to slip away.
Yeah.
So I heard this
2012.
Grab your destiny.
2014.
Said, are you having a conversation with someone? Like the words spoken are like in the past.
Yeah. Technically.
Isn't that pretty like wild when you think about
it? Wait, what? Like now, what you just said
is the past.
Yeah, yes. What I'm saying is, like,
gone.
I've never thought about that.
Well, knowing my understanding of time, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just don't bring up the international dateline.
Today is the youngest you'll ever be and the oldest you've ever been.
Facts.
Deep.
Yeah, speaking of that, the hottest wedding I've been to. North Carolina.
Hot as in physical or hot as in sexy?
Physical.
Okay, good.
Toasty. It's very hot.
Very good. Sexy wedding. That's the sexiest wedding you've ever been to.
It was a swingers wedding. No, I'm joking. Sexiest wedding. Probably mine. There was like a nice elegance of class there, and I was looking good. My wife looked okay too, but I was looking good.
Was anybody wearing Crocs?
No, unfortunately, I was vetoed. I was wearing a Gooey Ubera.
If you ain't crocking. You ain't rocking.
Oh, okay.
Look.
Why did you get quiet? It's
like, I was like,
yeah,
what's
people
say next?
The whole like lunchroom was waiting for you to finish that line. What's it like having everybody wait on your bated breath?
Yeah. Anyone have any birthdays coming up, Marshall?
Yeah.
Plans? Any plans for
no.
it? Okay. I got your birthday gift.
Okay, thank you.
How old will you be turning?
I will be 32.
32?
For everybody who's been listening to the podcast, be able to hack my passwords by listening to my security questions, there's another little answer for you. I was born in Richmond, so that should help out, too.
32. I remember 32.
And my mother's maiden name was Savage.
You're like 28 or something.
I am 29.
Are you the youngest?
Though? I guess I am.
If you guys would have answered when you graduated high school, then we would know for sure.
Oh, God. Graduate?
Yeah.
Making a lot of assumptions there.
2006.
Oh, God.
1982?
That sounds accurate.
All nine.
1915?
Bold of you, too.
1909?
18.
Oh,
18. Well, that does track, Ricky. You have mentioned multiple times that you are a time-traveling lord.
I did say that.
Multiple times. What's your favorite era of history so far?
The sucky one.
Oh, the Crusades?
The
okay,
medieval
gotcha.
One.
With, like, malaria.
And death,
like,
yes.
That one, like, plague.
The plague, all right. Ricky was famously responsible for
the
plague.
The street.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for today because we're running out of time. Thank you all three of y'all for being on the podcast today. Does anybody have anything they want to shout out?
The Nickelback reunion tour.
Anyone other than Justin want to shout out something good? I broke Travis with that one. Lewis, got anything you want to shout out?
Stanley tumblers.
Ricky.
And hot pink.
Hot pink.
I'm going to say the bubonic plague.
Bubonic plague, that's a good one to shout out.
Shout out Ram.
Ram. You said the Nickelback toy.
A new Ram next week.
Like all through
the sponsored him. Yeah,
heard that Ram somewhere. It's not original content. I heard it on the podcast.
Well, I'm gonna shout out the feeling of having to buy tickets for someone for the Nickelback tour. And as always, I've been your host, Marshall.
And I'm Justin.
And you can find us on all your all your podcast networks and many more. We're on YouTube under Marshall Johnson. You can also write in your questions to punchtheclocks at gmail.com. That's punchtheclocks with an S at gmail.com. You can also send us money now, I think. I don't know if I turned that on or not, because we're not getting paid for anything.
We do have to recoup the taco money today.
Yeah. Sorry, Justin. And as always, doodles.
Toodles.
That took a minute.
Have a napkin, please.
No, you may not.
Are you going to blur out your last name?
Oh, no. I've been out there for a while.